Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Anyone want to buy a car?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The car companies would love for you to come on down and take a look at their new models, and they'd really appreciate it if you'd buy one. This is shaping up to be the worst year for auto sales in a decade. Today, we'll get the latest sales figures, and they're expected to be pretty weak. Between the credit crunch, gas prices, and the housing market, people just aren't in the mood. Honda might be the only car maker to see an increase in sales this year, thanks to the new Accord. Another set of companies that might start feeling squeezed, high-end retailers. Sarah Gardner explains.
High gas prices and the U.S. housing meltdown haven't fazed the rich and fashionable, so far at least. Sales at Saks Fifth Avenue jumped 18% in August. But now there's news that a handful of upscale retailers are putting some of those Armani and Versace orders on hold, nervous about the holidays.
If I was in the luxury business, I would be playing it cautiously.
Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz says all retailers are now buying and hiring more conservatively. Candace Corlett at WSL Strategic Retail foresees high-income shoppers cutting back.
The fallout in the mortgage market, the trickle-down effect in the financial markets, all of this is going to have Wall Street bonuses smaller, on hold, or non-existent.
And if it's bye-bye million-dollar bonus, that diamond-encrusted handbag from Chanel may just start looking a bit overpriced at $260,000. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
I don't know. Wall Street seems to be plugging along just fine. The Dow gained 192 points yesterday to 14,087. That's a new all-time high. The S&P 500 added 20 points to 1547. The Nasdaq put on 39 to 2741. In Japan today, the Nikkei added more than 1%. European shares are up about 0.5% so far. Today, Congress takes up an issue that drives a lot of people crazy: the use of credit scores to determine insurance rates. The insurance companies say your credit score is a great predictor of whether you'll be filing an auto or a homeowner's claim. Consumer groups say, no, it's not, and it's discriminatory. Steve Tripoli has more.
The Federal Trade Commission mostly sided with insurers in a recent report, but Alan Fishbein at the Consumer Federation of America calls the FTC's take flawed in several ways.
Not the least of which is that they relied on the industry to supply handpicked data and based their research on that handpicked analysis.
Insurers say people with bad credit file more claims, so using credit scores to set rates saves the majority from subsidizing risky folks. Alan Fishbein says many consumers don't see why good drivers with, say, subprime mortgage trouble should end up paying lots for their car insurance.
People understand that if they have accidents, their rates go up, but they don't understand why their rate should go up if their credit score goes up.
The consumer groups also say minorities are disproportionately socked under the system because their credit tends to be weaker. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
A woman in New York has filed a discrimination suit of a different kind. She's suing Apple for price discrimination. The woman says it was illegal for Apple to drop the price of its iPhone by $200 just a couple months after it came out. She says she can't resell her phone for the same profit as those who bought it later. Apple did apologize and offer people credits, but Dongmei Li of Queens doesn't want credits. She's seeking $1 million in damages.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. By Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
In the past month, shares of the casino company Las Vegas Sands are up about 40%. Sands just opened the world's biggest casino in Macau. And last week, Sands announced plans to build a second casino in that Chinese city. Macau has now overtaken Las Vegas as the number one gambling spot in the world. The reason is simple. Asians love to gamble. And at the casinos in Vegas, they're very, very aware of that. Lenora Chu reports from Sin City.
Yeah. In the casino industry, it's well known that of every five high rollers who come to Vegas, four are from Asia. They're known as whales, players willing to bet 50 grand on a single hand or risk a couple million over a single weekend. Greg Shulman is the VP of International Marketing for MGM Mirage, which owns Bellagio and MGM Grand.
Currently, the Asian segment of our international gaming revenue stream comprises a very healthy 75%. That's where all the money is right now. A lot of the new wealth, especially in mainland China, when you have an economy that's growing at 8% per annum.
So who are these high rollers? Shulman says they're entrepreneurs and captains of industry. They inhabit the upper echelons of Asian society. They outspend even the biggest American celebrities.
These people live lifestyles that most of us can only fathom. They have butlers at their beck and call. They have chefs that travel with them. So really what it comes down to is when they travel to Las Vegas, we're really attempting simply to replicate the level of service that they're really accustomed to having at home. And it's a very, very difficult task.
Even so, casinos know it's critical to try. At Bellagio, a customer wanting fresh abalone at 4 in the morning has a staff of Asian chefs at his command. At the Venetian, executives travel to Hong Kong to consult feng shui masters on new suite designs. At Wynn Las Vegas, no floor starts with the number 4. Elevator buttons skip from floor 39 right up to floor 50. Why? In Chinese superstition, the number 4 signifies death. Casinos around the nation are following suit. At Harrah's Rincon Casino in San Diego, the gaming hosts speak 6 different Asian languages, and all employees go through cultural sensitivity training to better serve Asian guests. For Harrah's VP of Marketing, Mike Stratton, the first lesson is always...
You never pat an Asian customer on the back. That is a big no-no.
And casinos know spending time on the little details help rake in the big bucks. In Las Vegas, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.